Welcome to the Notts Night podcast, where we celebrate great places to drink in and around Nottingham. And today we've come out of town to the Lion at Basford. This is a great pub at the heart of its community, but it also attracts visitors from all over the place because it's dead easy to get to by tram. Now, one of its advantages is this massive beer garden, which is absolutely essential until the time when we can get back inside our pubs. More from the Lion in a little while, because I've been drawn to a blog by Pete Brown. He's a leading journalist in the hospitality sector, and in fact is the outgoing chairman of the British Guild of Beer Writers. Now, at petebrown.net, he has posed the question, why do we care about pubs so much? Well, it's a question with a million potential answers, but Pete's got several theories. First and foremost, he thinks we are pack animals.
I've seen a lot of people going, well, a pub isn't a pub if I'm getting served at the table. That's weird. I want to be standing at the bar. And the thing about that that struck me is that you don't want to be standing at the bar surrounded by your mates. You know, your mates are back at it's your round. Your mates are back at the table. You want to be standing at the bar shoulder to shoulder with total strangers. I thought, that's weird, isn't it, if you look at it from the outside.
And does the same apply then when you're in a queue with complete strangers? You are, you know, tentatively maybe waving your credit card a little bit to try and get the attention. You are extending your arm further forward than it ever went before to try and say, I'm next and that's my place on the bar. We enjoy the competition, don't we?
I think some of it's competition. Some of it's definitely competition. But I actually personally find that a bit quite stressful. But there's a big reassurance in the fact that we're all doing the same thing as each other. And it's like, oh, I'm part of something bigger than me. And we're all standing at the bar. We all want to get served. We all want to sit in this pub. We all want to drink a pint of beer. Even if we're doing it on our own, we just want to do it as part of a big pack.
You've written extensively about the art of the pub clip, visual marketing of what you see when you walk into a bar. Is that going to be as important in the future as it once was in the past when that was the norm?
Before the pandemic, the average pub had about 14, 15 different lines on. And when you've got that massive range again, you need these cues to decide, you know, you imagine that kind of moment at the bar. You know that when it's your turn to be served, there's half a dozen pairs of eyes boring into the back of your head telling you to hurry up. And you need to rest on either something familiar that you know you're going to like or something eye-catching that you haven't seen before. And different people have different motivations. Some people, they know what they're having. They stick to the same drink every night. Other people are curious and they want to try something that they've not had before. And that's where all this kind of pump clip art comes in.
There's more from Pete Brown in just a bit. You're listening to the Notts Night podcast, available on Apple, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts. You can see our guides and reviews online at nottsnight.com, and we'd love you to follow us on social media. So here at the Lion in Basford, there's a big beer garden and many of our pubs have been trying to make alfresco drinking a bit more of an experience. Here, for example, there's a pop-up food van. Tonight, it's poutine on the menu. Elsewhere, places like the Lincolnshire Poacher and the Golden Fleece on Mansfield Road have both put a bit of cash into revamping their outdoor areas. And even smaller venues are having a go. For instance, the Good, the Bad and the Drunk, formerly Room with a Brew on Derby Road, has invested in gazebos and heaters for its tiny pub pavement pitch. And I reckon this shows a bit of a trend. Even when we are allowed back inside, many pubs, I think, are going to try and make the outdoor experience a permanent feature. So back to our chat with beer writer Pete Brown. You can check out his work at petebrown.net. And I wanted to know ultimately why he thinks we care about our pubs so much.
It's about what they stand for. So as an illustration of the of how traumatic COVID has been, the fact that it closed the pubs for months is a deeply upsetting trauma to the British psyche. Because even World War II didn't close the pubs. The Black Death didn't close the pubs. And COVID has. It's the first time in recorded history. Hair salons reopened, gyms reopened. People weren't really interested in talking about that. They were interested in saying, look, people are back sitting outside pubs in the freezing cold because British society is getting back to normal.
We hope the new normal will continue. We can get back inside. Maybe discovering a copy of Pete Brown's book, Beer by Design. It's beautifully illustrated. It can go on your coffee table. It can go on the bar. But whatever you do, don't spill your pint on it because you'll be upset. And so will Pete. It really was good chatting with Pete. You'll hopefully hear more of him in a future edition of the Not Tonight podcast. For now, though, that's it from The Lion at Basford. If you like what you hear, please do subscribe at SoundCloud, Apple, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. And check us out at nottonight.com, celebrating great places to drink in and around Nottingham.